So how do we balance between our material and spiritual side? And sometimes senior devotees may tell us that we just renounce everything, focus on the temple, join the temple, or focus on this Krishna bhakti. The spiritual side is important, but still, you know, we have to do something in our material life also for our maintenance. Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu explains that not only do we need association, we need like-minded association. It says, Sajatiya Asha Snigdha Sangha. That is the word he uses. Snigdha is affectionate, but along with that is Sajatiya Asha. Asha is desire. Sajatiya means same category. Those who have the same category of desires that we have. So, yes, any kind of devotee association is good. But for steady growth in our spiritual life, we need like-minded association. And yes, there may be some devotees who may just want to renounce everything and focus entirely on Krishna. And that is good, but that is not necessary for everyone. And if that is not what we feel inspired to do, then we need to focus on associating with those devotees whose guidance seems doable for us. There are one of the aspects of the bhakti pathway is that, you know, there is an overall direction given, but we all can choose the pace at which we move. Not there is the announced order, there is the householder order, and within that also, each of us can choose the pace at which we move forwards. So we all need some level of pushing. But even Krishna does not force. So, if we look for like-minded association, then we can move onward steadily in our spiritual life. So renunciation of everything is not necessary for the practice of bhakti. For some, it may be favorable, but that is not the, by no means is it a precondition for practicing bhakti. And yes, we do understand that we have to increase our commitment more and more so that we can focus on Krishna. But how we do it, we want to do it in a sustainable way. So even if a major step has to be taken, that should also be done not in the rush of the moment, because then we may not be able to sustain it. So gradually take one step forward, and eventually we can move onwards. So one problem often comes when we ourselves have not found our niche in bhakti. Our niche in bhakti means all of us have to find some service, something that we can do for Krishna in a sustainable way. One anecdote of Srila Prabhupada, that he was in London and some devotees, and London was at that time the Western headquarters, the European headquarters, and devotees from different parts of the world had come there. They were all reporting. Prabhupada asked me, "So, Bhagwan, how are things in France? Absolutely, how are things in Germany?" And they were all reporting. And there was this devotee, Ishan Prabhu. So he said that everybody has something to do for Srila Prabhupada. I don't have anything. So he said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, what can I do for what? Please give me something to do for you." And Prabhupada looked at him and said, "Prabhupada said, what do you want to do for Krishna?" He said, "No, Prabhupada, whatever you tell me, I'll do that." So that's fine. But what do you want to do for Krishna? He said, "No, maybe Prabhupada is testing me." He said, "No, whatever you want, whatever you say, I'll do, Prabhupada." Prabhupada said, "Understand our philosophy." He said, "Find out what you like to do and do it for Krishna." So then he said, "I never thought like that, Prabhupada." Then he thought for a couple of days, and then he came back and he said, "Prabhupada, you know, we have these mridangas which often break down. And then we have to get all the mridangas from India. I was thinking that I will make mridangas with the local material over here. I will make them such a way that they won't break." And Prabhupada was very pleased. He said, "Oh, your Western godbrothers are very passionate. So make the mridanga so strong that even if they throw them down, they will not break." And then, I had just been to Alachua, so I made Ishara Prabhu. And he still remembers that incident. And that became like the life mission for him. So, this is... All of us may, in the early stages of our life, are given instructions. Okay, do this service. And that's very good. We need to get connected with Krishna in that way. But while doing various services, we also observe what is it that inspires us? What is it that makes us feel connected with Krishna. So that way, if we find our niche in bhakti, okay, this is what I want to do for Krishna, this is what how I can serve Krishna, then intensifying, once we have found our niche, intensifying our bhakti will not require any external pressurization. We will ourselves feel inspired to commit ourselves more and more to Krishna. So this does not mean that we become independent or whimsical and say, if somebody is single devotee, give us service. No, this is not my nature. I will not do it. Now we have to observe over time. Because often the mind is very fickle. And the mind will say, the service that I am doing is not my nature. And that it will say for every service. So we have to be careful about that. But over a period of time, if we observe, we can learn, okay, this is what I am comfortable in doing. And this is what I am competent in doing. So two things. So if you want to understand what is our nature is, we feel comfortable internally doing it. And externally, we are competent in doing it. We are able to do it well. That is essentially guna karma vibhagasya. Karma refers to external competence. And guna refers to our own capacity to do it, our own comfort in doing it. So like that, we understand our nature and we serve accordingly. And then, if by serving according to a way that we are inspired, if we want to increase our dedication, that will happen by natural inspiration, not by external compulsion. Does that answer your question? Any other questions?